We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line with us is a man who understands all this stuff. The great G Cobb from GCobb.com. Hi, G.
How you doing, Angelo?
Hey, G, when you were working, when you were playing on a team, And you had a coach or a GM that you knew was clueless. Did that ever happen to you at all the years you played football?
Yeah. When I was in Detroit, I had this guy named Russ Thomas.
Yeah.
Who was working against the team. He never wanted the coach to do too well because that would give him more power than him. So he really didn't want the team to do well. So he sabotaged, you know, things. He was,
wow.
He was probably the worst GM I ever played for.
All right. So when you, how did the players handle it? I'm trying to picture what members of the Flyers are doing right now, watching a first year expansion team, G, go to the Stanley Cup Finals. Are they wondering about their own GM?
Well, you know, they're definitely, there's some guys, of course, are going to be more brave about it that might say something, but you know, they're not that type of team, you know, so.
But are they thinking it?
But
They're talking amongst themselves.
They're thinking about it. They're talking amongst themselves, you know, most definitely. And you even might have some of the coaches that are, you know, whispering behind the scenes, you know, most definitely. Because the players and coaches, you know, people talk. You just can't stop that. And things are very obvious. To see a team, you know, like Vegas having that kind of success so early, it's drawing everybody's attention. So what it does is it really just kind of illuminates all the mistakes that your team made.
Mm. Makes sense, G. Hey, G, I know you ran for Congress at one point. are you enthusiastic about President Trump?
Well, you know, I don't like the way he, you know, he creates so many problems with things that he could avoid, you know, like saying things and stuff, you know, because as a president, you know, you can steer things and stir things up with the way that you talk. I do think that he does look at some things with some of the things he's done, you know, both with the economy and with some of the relations with other countries. I think some of looking at things a little differently has helped and he's had some success, but he just stirs things up so much. With the day-to-day that he just needs to just, you know, chill out some, you know.
All right, so, Jay, if you were on the Eagles right now and they're June 5th, they're invited to go to the White House, would you go?
Oh, boy.
What would you do?
Now, I probably would go.
You would?
You know?
Okay.
You ran as a Republican, right, Jay?
You did run as a Republican.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And, you know, I probably would go because, you know, just – not really saying that, you know, going down there is endorsing him. I would go because it's such an honor and, you know, from that standpoint. Plus, I don't believe in being so loud politically, you know. But I understand, I mean, somebody like Malcolm Jenkins, I really respect Malcolm because, you know, he backs up what he says. You know, I don't like guys that run their mouth all the time, but they never do anything for anybody, you know, like they say they care so much about people, but they don't ever invest their own time to do anything. They just want to just yap.
The
guy gives his time, he gives his heart's in it. And I've talked to him about the way he feels about things. And it's very obvious. I mean, I go into the prisons and stuff. You know, the situation with so many of our youngsters in prison is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these guys are fathers. They're young men. And that's it's so bad in so many of the big cities around the country. It's horrible. I really feel bad about that. And I appreciate a guy like Malcolm who doesn't just talk. He gives of himself. And somebody like that I respect.
Well, so, I do too, G. But I did some research on this whole Rose Garden ceremony thing. Believe it or not, the first time a sports team was ever, you know, invited because they won a championship to it was in 1886. That's how long ago it was. And since the Reagan administration, every major North American sports team has been invited there. Only in the last 5 or 10 years have there been boycotters. Like, before that, they never automatically put together winning a sports championship and the political implications to go to the White House. Are we just more aware now of what's going on and use that as a forum for protest? Why do you think suddenly now it becomes an issue of whether you can philosophically go to the White House?
Well, everything is just more, it's just everything's in your face now. You know, with social media and everything, everybody's commenting, giving their opinion about everything. And it's unfortunate because I think, you know, it splits people up, you know, because nobody agrees on everything. You know, in a lot of cases, I don't want to hear what your politics are. You know, this is sports. You know, so, but it's just crept into everything, and I think it's unfortunate because, you know, you can't ever just sit down and talk sports. All the politics creeps over in it, like you know, which is something I saw coming, and I don't like when. You know, politics just takes over everything, you know, because I think it separates people.
All right, let's talk a little bit about character and champions, all right, G? Because, well, I guess, you know, again, this is my warped mind, but I was amused by the fact that Terrence Williams of the Cowboys wrecked his beautiful Lamborghini. He wrecked it and then fled the scene. And now they are investigating whether he might be under the influence of alcohol or something else. And I wanted to laugh more at it because whenever something happens to the Cowboys, I'm thrilled, right, G? But the Eagles have had their own problems with Ajayi trash in the mansion, allegedly, Michael Bennett and his problems. Do you concern yourself at all that the Eagles are bringing on players who, over the long haul, are going to ruin the culture in that locker room?
I mean, it is a concern. I mean, I don't know, you know, all what happened. I mean, the whole Michael Bennett thing is so strange because, you know, I was there, you know, at the Super Bowl, during that Super Bowl, and I figure I would have known about if anything happened right there, out there on the field, and I didn't hear of anything. So that's strange. That I think there's something strange about that. So I don't know if I buy all that. But I am concerned that they would alter the locker room. But I do think it's relatively strong, you know, because they got strong personalities going. They want to make sure things are going in the right way. So I don't think one or two guys will do it.
All right,
because I think they have too many strong guys that believe in team first, you know.
Well, you were a player. I know because I covered when you were there, and you would be one of the veterans who would speak up to guys that were stepping out of line. There are people in that locker room even now, people like Jenkins, who would take Bennett aside or take Ajayi aside and say, you're not going to screw this team up, right? You're confident that would happen.
I'm confident that would happen. They've got so many guys. And from them winning, see, that even makes them stronger because they've done that and they've been successful. And so anybody that would come in and try to change that, they're going to have those guys in their face immediately.
All right. And, G, one last thing. What's your betting right now on Carson Wentz opening game of the season? In or out?
I feel good about that. I mean, I probably would say right now, I'd say 65-70%. I'm confident that he's going to be there. I know the way he's working. I'm going to be over there tomorrow to get a chance to take a peek at things. So I'm confident about that kid. He's a worker, and I like the fact that they've got so many guys that didn't play in that Super Bowl that are over there driving that team right now. You got Jason Peters and Carson and Darren Sproles. All those guys want to go back
right. Because
they didn't get a chance to play. And I think that's a great motivating factor for this team to do it again.
And this is why you must check gcobb.com every single day. G, always an honor, my friend. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
And I'm going to tell you, he was referencing tomorrow because it's the start of OTAs.
Yes.
And you know what, Al?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.